And now this is a dictation for Joanne, J-O-A-N, Hart, H-A-R-T, February 1538, addressed as a letter to Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, Israelson, or Israel, excuse me, I-S-R-A-E-L, Son, S-O-N, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, N-P, 224-2065. Dear Mrs. Brown, a follow-up for Mrs. Hart, chronic kidney disease, probably chronic glomerulonephritis with hematuria, proteinuria, and prior dialysis, comes accompanied with husband, last visit December, denies hospital admission, stable edema, supposed to do salt fluid restrictions. There are few blisters, some of them open, but no cellulitis, fever, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Denies gross blood in the urine. Has also neuropathy, insomnia, frequent diarrhea, but not persistent, no bleeding, no vomiting, dysphagia, no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the losartan as the only blood pressure medicine. For neuropathy, gabapentin, which might be exacerbating the edema. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 130/78. Norralgia appears irregular, rate in the upper 50s, lower 60s. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Chronic edema, right more than left. Some blister areas, no cellulitis. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, in March, creatinine 2.18. Slowly progressive over time. Chronic 1 plus of protein and 2 plus of blood in the urine, which is, this is not new, anemia 10.8, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium albumin, phosphorus elevated at 5, GFR 22. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, is slowly progressive over time, no indication for dialysis. Next number, chronic glomerulonephritis, no biopsy has been done. Prior dialysis, chronic hematuria, proteinuria, but non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, electrolyte acid base normal. Next number, elevated phosphorus. I'm going to start phosphorus binder. Next number, chronic lower extremity edema, renal failure, diet exacerbated by neurantin. I found the last echocardiogram from March of this year with preserved ejection fraction. There is moderate left ventricular hypertrophy, typical for renal failure and hypertension. Right ventricle considered normal. Both atria were enlarged. There is calcification mitral valve, moderate mitral regurgitation, moderate aortic regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, no evidence of pulmonary hypertension. All that also exacerbates on edema. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. End of dictation.